Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my guest in studio with me is Steve Haft, and he's from the Sales Board. You might also recognize authors of Action Selling. You can find Steve on the web at actionselling.com, and you can also call him directly at 612-481-8733. Again, 612-481-8733. Don't worry, if you missed that, we'll come back to it. So first of all, welcome, Steve, to the show.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity to sit down with you today.
Glad to have you here. And I love the conversation that we've been having here off air, and so we'll attempt to capture this for the benefit of our listening audience. So let's first of all let's talk about what you were doing before getting involved with the Sales Board and Action Selling. So you've been with the company a year now. What did you do before this?
You know, before that, a number of years ago, I got out of the Marine Corps in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So I was got out as a staff sergeant in the United States Marine Corps, and then just started my own web design training company in San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got my teeth kicked in a lot, owning my own business, not really knowing what I was doing. I came from managing or leading about 100 troops to losing money daily mm-hmm. with the business. And that led me to really kind of come home after a couple of other business opportunities in California to a vice president of sales for a chemical company, a vice president of sales for a remodeling company.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in expense management for a company down in Bloomington where we dealt with auto dealerships across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a wide variety of experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, nothing wrong with that. It gives you kind of a well-rounded background for what you're doing today. So what made you decide that you wanted to get involved in sales training and coaching and leadership and all this great stuff that's going on around the coaching business?
Yeah, one of the things is, like, I think the military teaches you a lot of leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere I've always been, there's always been leadership, but almost like a little bit of a vacuum. So I picked up some of that vacuum. And then I started coaching high school wrestling and football at YZ for a number of years. And I'm going into, my 10th year of coaching high school wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And what that's led me to is that I thought, if I'm teaching anyone from a 5-year-old to an 18-year-old wrestling and life lessons, how come I'm not teaching adults?
Mm-hmm.
And I had my small teams, but I wanted to teach lots of teams, and I wanted to train lots of people. So I really sought out sales training, coaching, business coaching, leadership, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. So there's a couple of different things that you've shared here, and I want to make sure that we capture a little bit. But let's first of all, before we do that, let's talk a little bit about the Sales Board and Action Selling and your role with the organization. What does an ideal client look like for you? So if there's a business out there that is perfect for you to work with, who is that? What do they look like?
Yeah, it's a wide variety. Action Selling, we've been around for 24 years. So we've trained almost 3,000 some companies, almost a near 500,000 salespeople all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the guy that owns a lawn mowing company mm-hmm. that wants sales skills training. We'll train him. And we'll train Fortune 100 companies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a wide variety. My focus really in the Minnesota Twin Cities area is helping any business really grow their margins, their revenues, retain clients, generate new business, kind of all of the above. So it's a wide net, but once I get to know people and get to sit down with them, I can really discern what they're looking for.
I want to talk about the process that you take people through, because there's a lot of people that provide sales training. And we think of other markets out there too. So you mentioned about being in website and another really common topic out there in the business world right now is SEO and whatnot. And if I talk to 10 different providers in these areas, I'll find maybe 10% of them that actually know what they're doing. And you said that phenomena exists in sales training. Why do you think that is, and what makes your process stand apart from the others?
We really keep it simple. And one of the things is we take a look at what we call 5 critical selling skills. And when we focus on those 5 critical selling skills, it doesn't necessarily, you don't have to learn 100 tips and techniques, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about, buyer-seller relationship, sales call planning, questioning skills. Mm-hmm. If you have great questions, you're going to have great presentation skills because it's going to mm-hmm. be pointing, right?
Yep.
And then really what it comes down to is gaining commitment, because if you meet with someone, if you can't gain commitment, you've really done nothing, mm-hmm. right? You got to take a next step with them. And I think a couple things that are happening is that companies are struggling to generate new business, new mm-hmm. leads, and people don't understand that they need to be where their customers are online and offline more than ever before. And I think what we talked about earlier was just that video presence, mm-hmm. really understanding that. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about how 99% of salespeople really have an objective going into a call, but only 1% of the sales leaders really out there have a commitment objective. Mm-hmm. And that's a way to gain agreement to move the process forward. It's kind of a way to move the sales process from one step to the next. It's almost like Moneyball. Get the guy on first, get him to second, get him to third. Mm-hmm. So keep it simple in that respect.
Yeah, excellent. So you mentioned already a couple of things out there, but what would you say are some of the significant challenges that you have in talking with an organization about your products and services and getting them to understand that they in fact need it? Because there is no doubt whatsoever that businesses need exactly what you do. And the reason why I can say that, I think we have a little bit of credibility on the subject. 70% of all the people we interview here on the show will say their number one challenge in business is not enough customers, not enough leads. And the other 30% will put it in their top three. Okay, so we know it's a problem. And we know it's a problem in the biggest brands all the way to the smallest brands. What challenges and struggles do you have in helping under companies actually wrap their brain around that and understand that, recognize they have a problem?
We go in and it's almost, you really become someone that goes in and you're always curious, right? Mm-hmm. You ask a lot of questions. And when you ask that question, what that leads to is people having an aha moment. I can ask a series of questions in a process and with a methodology that the business owner at one point will say, uh-huh, I get it. I got mm-hmm. it. So when we do that, we're able to take a process. So if someone has a sales team of three guys or more, they all have a process that they're claiming, but they're three different ones. So as a leader, it's hard to track and measure that and also make the course and speed adjustments because you don't exactly know where they're at.
Sure.
So we break that down really, in the old Marine Corps term, shotgun style, mm-hmm. and we can really make those course and speed adjustments accordingly to where they're having issues. Mm-hmm. So that's just one of them. And there's so many other ones, but that's one of the biggest issues that we often see.
What you mentioned something that I think is really brilliant in that if you have three people, you have three different processes. And you really do. And a lot of organizations think that they can take one process and force fit it on the entire sales crew, and everybody's going to do exactly this, A to B, just as this is outlined. What's your advice for them?
I think we talked, and it's a trend out there. People don't plan. They don't sit back and really take a look at their sales plan. But it also takes more than that. You have to sit back and figure out where you're going, because if you're going to chart a course across the map to go to Sweden, if mm-hmm. you're 1 degree off, guess what? Mm-hmm. You're not going to make it. So you have to really clearly understand who you are and where you're going. And really, the essence of leadership is influence. Mm-hmm. And if you're a leader and no one's following you, you're merely just taking a walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. My guest here has been Steve Haft from the Sales Board and Action Selling. You can find him on the web, actionselling.com, and his direct contact number, 612-481-8733. Again, 612-481-8733. And one of the pieces of advice that you had here, Steve, that are brilliant, surround yourself with the wisest, most respected, and successful people you have, and then be humble enough to ask for their advice early and often. Brilliant stuff. Glad to have you here on the show, and thanks everyone for joining us. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business, and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. You You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.